dirty waters that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. What's that, the backwoods? Jesus Christ.
Ready for it.
Here we go.
Ready for the day.
I feel good. I don't like your UPS shirt.
Don't worry about it.
Shit looks stupid.
Black mask, black gloves, ass nigga.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying everything black. This is like, what, fifth episode, everything black?
You trying to tell me I wear black every episode?
You wear
episode?
Black every day, like, what did you want?
I don't wear black every day.
Yeah, every day you just make some color coordinated.
You're not color coordinated. Shit.
Color coordinated.
You look like the fucking Hennessy bottle,
you
nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I am. Yeah, Henny today, nigga.
Listen,
all day.
Whatever, man.
Let me pour something, matter of fact.
Thank pour you. It up. Pour it up. We about to get this shit started, man. I ain't got time for your bullshit tonight.
You good over there?
Yeah, Pooh.
You good, Dave?
I'm saying you over there. You got boo-boo?
Clearing my throat.
You good, Moses? How you feeling?
Shaboobity scoobity.
How you feeling over there, Angie? Oh, see, engineer over there. He a little saucy tonight.
I just feel like you want to say Flip Mode is the Squizzard.
Yeah, this nigga go with this Flip Mode.
I like saying that.
Busta Rhymes is your fucking winning your top five, too, ain't he? He did say that shit.
Flip Mode. Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, we here. We back again. Dirty Water Podcast. Trying some shit. I'm Lex.
All right, first of all, we done with that trying some shit. We doing it. That shit is dead.
Yo,
stop
yo,
saying
yo, tell them.
Nah, that's real shit. You keep saying trying
tell
shit.
Them.
We doing
I don't even
shit.
Think I said trying shit on the last episode.
Last episode, we didn't put it out. Go ahead.
No, I'm talking about
listen. Yeah, so stop
there
saying,
you go with the last
stop
episode.
Saying trying shit, nigga. We doing this shit for
you
real.
Know what I'm
come
saying?
On.
We doing
keep
it.
Moving.
I
yo,
feel like we're trying some shit. Fuck
see,
these
and now you saying you trying.
I am
that's
trying.
Your, that's your prime. You keep that's your problem. You keep trying and not
ain't
not
nobody
more
trying.
Doing.
We doing.
Hold
you
gotta
hold
do
up.
It,
that's
nigga.
That's a lot of fucking disrespect in the room.
Nigga.
Hold up.
We doing it. We doing it. I'm trying to amp you up. Let's do it.
I'm amp.
You still trying this shit.
I'm tired of you wearing Nike. Ain't doing it.
I don't need y'all to amp me. I'm amped.
He's still trying, y'all.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Let's go.
I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
All right. I got these two idiots in here with me. They acted
idiots.
Fucking, they acted fucking stupid tonight. We got the fucking engineer in here.
Still trying.
My nigga, yo, fuck you.
Fuck out of here.
My nigga CJ in here holding shit down.
We're trying to get a number.
What you say? We're trying.
I'm trying shit, nigga. Shut up, man. Let's get this shit going, man. Shut the fuck up. And look, we ain't even get to do a last episode because, you know, holidays and shit. Niggas was busy, right?
Busy.
You was busy, Dave?
Nope.
Yeah, you right. All right, we bullshit. Nah. We recorded some shit. That shit was fucking dumpster juice. We just gonna keep it all the way. Nah, for real though. That shit was dumpster. How'd you feel, Moses? What you mean?
Dumpster juice, like, damn. I just can't believe that. Like, wow.
What you mean?
Hold on, let me hit this back. Hold on. hold on.
You ready?
Sorry about it.
You ready?
Yeah, it was trash, yo. It was trash. Like, not flowing. It just wasn't no good vibe. So we ain't gonna give that to you if it ain't no good vibe. That's how we feel. Ain't gonna talk too much on it. Like they say, I don't give a fuck.
I think it was their fault.
Yeah, it's always their fault. Too much pre-gaming for everybody before we started.
Nah.
Let me tell you the truth. Niggas forgot. Like, honestly, it was like a regular, you know, hangout. We just, oh shit, we got mics in front of us. We forgot we doing here, people. So
it was almost like we forgot that we was about to do a podcast. Like, and shout out to B Davis and shout out to Fats. We had them in here. We had them recording everything. But yo, niggas just already got Dave got too saucy. Period.
Now it's Dave's fault.
Dave's fault. I'm sorry. It's what it is. And then the fucking, I'm blaming the engineer too, nigga.
No, the engineer looked at me with a sad face, like, what the fuck. I knew it was over then. I was like, damn, she, like, for real? He was like, this is fucking trash. I never heard him in my life say nothing, but the face expression told it all. I just wanted to cry. I felt hurt. You know what I'm saying? Man, I don't think I went to sleep till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
This motherfucker gave me a shot of Everclear and thought that shit was cool. Yeah. While we over here drinking dirty water, it's all your fucking fault.
Yeah, I'm blaming the engineer too. I'm going with that one.
And Dave.
Everclear messed everybody up.
Yeah.
And somebody forgot the battery.
I wasn't drinking that shit.
Yeah, you was pussy. Hey, anyway. Yeah.
Somebody forgot the battery.
That's fine with me.
Nah, because I was trying to get E to do the shit too. E was like, nah, y'all good. I'm good on that Everclear. I ain't fucking with that shit. Ain't
nobody fucking with that dumb shit.
Speaking of the fucking devil walking in the building. Yeah, that nigga was like, I don't want nothing to do with that motherfucking Everclear shit. And I was like, you's a fucking fraud, just like Dave.
Yeah. I be that.
Oh, well, here we go. Here we go.
Niggas drinking Everclear.
Hey, yo, quick question. Y'all niggas ever felt homeless before?
I don't know, but I imagine you have.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Nah, nigga, listen.
It's a bad feeling.
Nigga, so me and fucking Fast went to the Panthers game, right? You know my fucking phone is super trash, right? Super duper trash. So,
because you trash, nigga.
Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Let me tell my story.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck you, nigga. Anyway, so, yo, I dropped it. We go, ain't no parking. You know, you just got to find parking. You know what I mean? So I fuck around and go find parking, set the pin on my goddamn phone so I know where to find my goddamn truck. So, nigga, we go to the game. Niggas is chilling. Niggas is having wings. Niggas is enjoying a little. I didn't even want to be at the game.
Hold on. What kind of wings you had?
They was fried wings, nigga.
Fried wings, no lemon pepper?
Mm-mm.
Because I think about Rick Ross when I hear lemon pepper.
I don't give a fuck, nigga.
Okay, go ahead. Finish your story. It sucks.
Anyway,
though.
Yeah.
Wings sucks, basically.
Fuck you. Anyway, so we go through the fucking game and shit, right? Niggas get out the fucking game, right? Look at my fucking phone. All right, 45%. I'm good. Look at the pin to see where the fuck it's at. Cool. Little 15-minute walk. I'll make it happen. Whatever. Man, we get the walk in, my nigga. Man, tell me why my fucking phone dies, man. Don't look at me like that. That's the homeless look. Like, niggas was walking around looking for the car, for the truck, my nigga. I'm talking about looking stupid. I'm like, oh shit, let's go this way, let's go that way. I remember the GPS saying this shit. Next thing you know, I bump into my niece's boyfriend. I look at this nigga like, nigga, you got a fucking iPhone. Hey, where's your car at? Let me borrow that charger. Man, follow this nigga for another 10 fucking minutes for my shit to not even goddamn work. Then we fuck around, take a bullshit ass Uber. This nigga ain't wanna drive us around. Man, it took us a fucking hour and a half to find the goddamn truck.
The Uber?
Fuck the Uber, man.
You gotta say, saying, what was you thumping in when you was?
Nigga, we won't thump in shit. I'm because
you paying him. You paying him, so he just playing what he wanna play, just dropped you off.
You gotta get rid of that.
I'm in the
iPhone
wrong job.
4, my nigga. That's just what it is.
Yo, it's a sick.
I'm in the wrong
job. Get rid of the iPhone 4.
I'm in the wrong
and
job.
And your battery will get better. I guarantee you.
What iPhone you got?
I got a 6 with a cracked screen, nigga. Like a real
My
nigga.
Shit is a 6 with a cracked screen.
Nigga,
screen.
You,
so
got,
the fuck
a,
are you, talking
you
about?
Got a 4 with a bad battery, nigga. What the fuck you talking about?
I got
about?
A 6 with a bad battery.
Yeah, you got a 4 with a bad battery.
And a cracked up screen.
I don't give a shit what you got. 4. Track phones is pumping right now.
God,
the Obama phones. Oh, it's funny. I still got the flip phone because I like to flip on niggas. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Flip. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, are you talking to me? Flip. You know what I'm talking about?
That's how you feel, Moses?
That's how I feel.
Can you even get on the internet on your phone?
Nah. I mean, yeah. I mean,
this shit
I
got,
can't look at no pictures.
This shit got a snake on it.
What?
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
You said what, Dave?
This shit got a snake on it.
Oh.
Got you sitting there.
God I got, damn.
I got silk on my phone. You hate it.
Yeah, yo, Snake was a shit, though.
You know what I'm saying?
Snake.
If you knew how to maneuver that motherfucker.
Whoa.
Yo, Moses, how was your Christmas, bro?
What? I don't want to talk about it. Why would you?
We just had fucking.
Don't
we
fucking.
We just had Christmas,
I'm
nigga.
I'm sick of you. If you ask me another question, my other question, don't want some house. My I don't know. Christmas sucks.
What you do for Christmas?
I had drama. I work.
Oh, you working on Christmas?
Yeah.
Man, it's a crazy session going on in here.
Yeah. Smoke. Stop complaining. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's funny.
Yo, Dave, how was your Christmas, man?
It was nice. Got a few gifts, spent some money. Can't complain.
Fuck Christmas.
Yeah, you say that again. It's a scam, ain't it?
Yeah, that shit is a fucking scam. I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of motherfuckers making us spend our money when we ain't even got to spend our money. Yep.
They put, you know, everything's on sale around Christmas.
Everything's on sale right after Christmas just to bring in the new year, man.
It's fucking bullshit.
Fuck Christmas, man. I mean, my kids were still straight, but fuck Christmas.
I like the sales. I like the sales.
Oh, so you oh shit.
You meet some interesting people.
What you buy?
Huh? I bought nothing. I just like to go out.
This nigga just went to the stores. Ooh, just yeah, to
window
meet
shop. Window shopping like 50 cents.
Nah, Moses, you balling though.
Nah, you look, nah.
What you mean, nah?
No, don't say nothing like that.
I just said it. No? What are some other biggest scams in America y'all think, though? I think college is one of them.
Sure.
Motherfuckers going to school for 4 years. Yes.
To get
and don't even get a job. Money. Don't even get the job they really went to school for and shit.
Exactly. Niggas end up working for the post office.
Word.
Yo. Whoa. Yo. Whoa.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Shout out to my postal niggas.
Nah, them shots fired. You know what I mean? Them was shot fired. I'm gonna let you know those shots fired. People trying to be all calm. Nah, this shot. Yo, what I tell you, Prentice is coming back.
Yeah, I think Prentice is coming back.
Yeah.
Niggas about to get fired, man.
Yo, CJ, don't give him that look. I see you over there. Don't give him that look. Don't cut off his mic. He's good. He's just playing,
oh,
B.
Oh, man.
Well. Yo, Dave, first of all, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, well, listen. I don't know why you're upset.
I'm not.
All right.
I'm not. What about banks? You think banks is a scam? Or what about the lottery?
What about a quick money scheme?
The lottery is definitely a scam.
Why you say that?
Because
you said definitely.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know anybody that actually won, so I just can't believe in it. And then when you hear people winning, it might be some old white lady or something that got some money. Then you never see their face, so they don't never exist.
They probably got, but don't they got the choice though to not show their face?
No, hell no. Not in certain states, you got to have a fucking press conference, nigga.
Oh hell no.
Yeah, like New York, they got to show your face in New York. They have you receive a little fake check and shit. They put your face on TV and in the newspaper.
Man, listen,
there was a story about this Dominican dude. He ended up hitting a number for whatever amount, and they had a little press conference and all that, and the niggas in DR kidnapped his family.
Whoa.
Held him for ransom.
Whoa.
And shit, he had to get that paper up.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yo, yeah. I hit the fucking lottery. Don't show my goddamn face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see none of you ugly motherfuckers, and I don't want none of you motherfuckers see my ugly ass.
Right.
That's just how I feel. Fuck that.
Fuck all that shit.
Appreciate that. Hey, quick question. I feel like Facebook's the feds, man. No?
Yeah, they get you.
No?
For sure.
Nah, I'm just saying that I had a homie ended up like changing his name. Not even changing his name, like starting an account, and they made this nigga show his ID. That's a fucking free social networking.
Yeah. I guess they trying to prevent the identity fraud. But they still the feds though.
You're right.
I'm not in it. No Facebook, no nothing. No Twitter, no nothing.
You don't got none of that shit?
For what?
Because it's a thing. It's what everybody else is doing.
I mean, now, yeah, I might do it, but like, nah. On my interest.
Fuck Facebook. I don't fuck with none of that shit either. Not no more, anyway.
I mean, Twitter's a bird, right?
Word.
Man, speak hey, for itself.
That so. Mean bars.
I'm saying, yo, yo, 50 holla at me,
yeah,
B.
Man. Yeah, man.
Young Buck is acting up. Holla at me.
Damn, so you want to be the next Young Buck?
No, I don't want no.
You
no.
sure?
I'd rather be.
There we go.
Yeah, yo, in the back.
God damn it. Man, y'all niggas got these shits just flowing for no goddamn.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah,
I know
you look
you
stuck.
Did.
Yo, you look.
Nah,
yo, it's
nah,
funny.
It's not that.
You gotta go to the bathroom.
Nah,
we can take a break.
I'm good.
I'm just saying, you know how you stomach.
Hold up. You said what?
Yo, good. Yo, I'm just trying to look out for you, man.
I'm good. I'm not gonna throw up.
I ain't talking about throwing up.
Oh shit! I ain't shit.
They got two things of toilet paper in there, so they good.
Oh, you know. So I was talking to Grandma yesterday, right? And Grandma said, we got to get on the podcast and talk about Trump. She said, fuck Trump. Your grandma's like, what, 80 something?
Yeah.
She said, fuck Trump. And she said, he lied too goddamn much.
Yeah, she's sitting up there watching that shit all day long. I can't do it.
Work.
I can't do it. But I'm sure he is lying. He looks like a carrot. And I'm sure he's lying. You know what I mean? Nigga sitting up there telling speeches all orange and shit. That nigga's tripping.
Yeah. Well, I grab out
and they be playing this nigga. They in the back doing his makeup. And they just pick the orange flavor on the makeup pad.
Mm.
And pat this nigga face. What's wrong? See, they don't respect this nigga. The nigga in the office don't respect this nigga.
They should try to peel him.
That's not makeup. Like that's,
that nigga need a chemical peel. That's what he looks like.
He go through a machine. Man. It's like when you it's a car wash. He gets naked. He go through a machine. It sprays his face, his whole face, and put the wig on. So he just put his suit on, comes out.
And that's the funny part. It just sprays his face. Because the rest of his nigga hands and ears be white as a motherfucker.
Yo, that's your president.
Oh, Jesus.
Yo, am I lying?
Nah, I think he's hard. Like,
nigga be a rapper. Government shutdown right now.
He could be a rapper right now. I think he's like the toughest gangster. He's doing what he want. He's flying airplanes.
Mm.
Yeah, that shit had me tripping when like that nigga said, I'm
doing
sorry.
Twitter like crazy. Government shut down. I mean, what else we talked about?
This nigga was on the G-Unit mixtape back in the day.
Word.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
That shit had me tripping when that motherfucker said, I wouldn't even want to sleep in the White House. I ain't trying to sleep in that motherfucker. I'm good, man. I got all other kind of shit going on. I'm cool. Yeah, I was like, yo, that nigga bossing the fuck up out here and doing it right in everybody's fucking face. That shit is fucking crazy. I guess I agree with Grandma. Yeah, fuck Trump, man. Huh? So, Moses wanted to talk about... Moses wanted to talk about the marriage boot camp hip hop.
Yeah, man, I think it's like
bullshit.
You hate him, man. I'm just saying. Hold on, people.
Thanks, my brother.
Marriage boot camp got Waka Flocka, Tammy. So that's kind of interesting to see what they gonna be talking about, like.
Them niggas is in it for the checks, man.
Yeah,
especially like, them
you
two.
You think so?
Yeah, especially them two.
Because I think they're real good, but
yeah,
you know, it was Dime. I don't care about her, but like Fizz on there.
Fizz.
Like,
okay,
like why you not about to get married? Stop it. Like, yeah, you just trying to come up because you got a concert coming out.
Yeah.
So he just trying to boom. I just realized that. So he just trying to boom.
The Omarion and B2K
featuring B2K.
Jesus Christ.
That's how he did it?
Yes.
That's how he did it.
That
bro.
Nigga was a that's part how you of do B2K. It.
And no, he
that's
was always solo. Was always solo. You seen it. Every time he did a video, he was always out there. Nobody else was doing nothing. Nobody else was rubbing their nipples. Nobody else was.
All the niggas was rubbing their nipples and they had their baby hair slicked to the side of their fucking head. Them niggas was wilding, man. That wasn't my type of shit back in the day. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I seen you play that. Yo, get out of here. Stop playing B2K. You was playing what a girl wants. I don't
care. B2K had some hits. I ain't gonna front like they ain't had no hits, but them niggas had their baby hits. R. Kelly was writing to this.
Was it? Yeah, he wrote what a girl wants.
What?
Yeah, that was him in the background. You know what a girl wants.
I don't know about
I don't know.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm gonna do some research. Listen,
yeah, do the research, you hater.
R. Kelly just need to stay away from the girls, period. Yo, you know what I mean?
This is before he got in trouble.
Nah, this nigga always been in trouble.
We never knew. Like, nah. It seems like you're ready. We should have been listening.
No, because
he's still on some filthy shit.
We knew because he pissed on that girl way before B2K came out. Yeah. And we knew about that.
But I'm just telling you, when all it camera. Seems like you're ready camera. Was out, he was telling you right there. Oh, it seems like you're ready. We didn't think about it. We thought, you know.
Yeah, it seems, nigga. Is she or isn't she?
He had Aaliyah when back, she back, had fourth and fourth too.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
Aaliyah, back, fourth and fourth.
Where go?
I don't know what you mean back
I don't. Okay.
Oh, my God. That's filthy.
Jelly.
Oh, no, man.
Jelly.
Oh, no. Hey, yo, Dave. Man, go ahead and tell that. You told me the other day you went to the sex store.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you went by yourself.
Oh, yeah, no, I ain't go by myself.
By myself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's what I thought.
Just walk in, sex store
with
by yourself.
With a rubber glove. Yeah. And the Vaseline in the back pocket. Yeah. Yo, where's the dark room, man? I know you got one. And no, I don't have no ID.
No, I don't have no ID. Yeah, there was. I went up in there with Shorty, and so we in there shopping and shit. And I keep seeing these old niggas who come in, but these niggas never leave. You know what I mean? I turn around and they ain't shopping. Then niggas just kind of disappear. So I'm minding my business or whatever. I end up getting to the counter, and I see some young boys come in. Them niggas like, I guess they had to be in high school or something like that. It's about three of them.
But you gotta be at least 18 to get in there, though, right?
Yeah, it was in high school, seniors. You know what I mean? Or whatever.
The library card.
And the niggas, so them, they might have used a library card to get in there.
The library card.
But these niggas. These
it's free
niggas.
On Fridays. You know, he's stupid.
I think it was a Friday too. You might have some. Might have something going there.
Go ahead.
But
man.
Them niggas scurried in the back. Just scurried past us, you know what I mean? Just went to the back room. You know they had the fucking beads. You know the old school fucking beads.
Yeah.
That you push to the side and shit.
Yeah,
them beads is that. Yeah, sticky beads.
Yeah.
So I'm paying for my shit and I asked homeboy at the counter or whatever. No, what the fuck is
paying
these
for
little
the
niggas?
Whip, paying for the dark whip.
For the
strap
dark
on. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Right. Listen, don't worry about what I'm talking. I mean, that's,
I'm gonna see you
that's between me and Sean.
Look, we know Moses been there too.
Right. Yeah, see, yeah, don't worry about it. Shut up.
Right.
It's his story.
So these niggas still got the screening room in the back. So you could go in the back and watch a little movie, I guess, on a little sticky seats. But it was crazy because I seen a couple old dudes come in and out of that motherfucker. And it had to be like two older white men. Mm-hmm. And then I see my young boys sneak their little disgusting asses in there. Yo, them niggas was on their sicko mode shit. Them niggas was... They was being sicko. For real. But, you know, I mean... Do what you do, but I just never knew that these fucking shops still got the little screening room in the back. That was amazing to me.
What you mean? It's about to be 2019.
Yeah, that's what I'm exactly. It's about to be 2019 and niggas still watching DVDs in the back. That ain't Netflix, nigga. Them niggas not streaming porn in the back. They grabbing DVDs going back there.
That shit. So they had DVDs right
there? My point exactly.
Yeah.
What we doing out here?
Yeah.
But they had some shit.
Why you still where the fuck are you playing DVDs at?
I don't know. Them niggas was grabbing DVDs, they was going in the back. That's all I know. I didn't check it out.
You might have to wait your turn.
Right.
So it's like a line.
Sheesh.
That's some filthy one door.
Shit. One door.
One door.
One sweaty, sticky door.
So niggas, they
living foul out there, man.
Y'all went back there.
Nah, no. Didn't go back
there. You don't need to.
Hell no.
Discuss.
Sure.
Alright. Nah.
You ain't got a high school.
Yeah. It looks
it's
like,
just a podcast.
Do that. It looks like you probably been back there.
Right. Who, me?
Yeah.
No.
I'm just trying to see who back here.
No.
This is nice.
I was looking for the bathroom.
They got a cooler.
No, nigga.
They got a cooler and everything.
Hey, yo. How y'all think y'all 2019 gonna be? What you thinking?
Here we go. It's too. Hopefully it's good. You know what I mean? Just taking it one day at a time.
Oh, yeah? You think y'all ain't got no resolutions?
Weed gets better.
I do all that dumb shit.
Why you
say Moses?
I said weed gets better.
There you go. Yeah. hopefully we get some stronger weed that we got last week, and we're gonna keep it pushing.
Just keep growing. That's
there you go. Hopefully they legalize it down here in North Carolina.
Word.
I know it's a kind of shot in the dark, but I think we making progress with that.
You think it happened?
I think it might be one of the last states to do it, but it might happen.
What you think, Moses? You think they'll do it?
I don't give a shit.
Right.
Still gonna get that
right.
Fuck out of here.
Fuck waiting. So on. I don't care. But when it happens, it's gonna be like crazy. I feel like. It's gonna be real interesting, but I'll just focus on the future and what we got going on, what we trying to do.
Shit, the state can make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure they can. I'm sure they can make. That's the only way they're gonna legalize it, once they figure out how to make some money off of it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You gotta tax the fuck out of it,
and then they'll legalize it for sure. Mm.
Oh man, I guess I'm ready for 2019. Fuck it, we'll just see how it goes. Usually them I years be my bad years, so I don't know. That's what I hate about them. But we're gonna take it in with all the fucking punches.
I'm sure that, let's change that.
Yeah. Don't wear all black this year. That's what you do.
You might have to get you a nice salmon shirt or something.
Only
right?
Wear black.
You gotta bring
the can run out.
Yeah, you gotta bring the good energy
I'm not
to you. You
wear black in a salmon shirt, nigga.
You might need a salmon shirt,
go
bro.
Get a salmon shirt, go to the Waffle House.
Or a yellow shirt. Yellow shirt look nice on you.
I don't need you to tell me what it looks like. let me break that down. Right now. Yeah. I'm like real cool on that. Don't tell me what the fuck looks nice on me. No, I'm good on the salmon. I'm good on the fucking yellow.
You should wear more brighter colors,
you should,
man.
Put on pina colada.
It's fucking winter, nigga. What the fuck? I need to put a bright color on.
You need to put on pina colada.
I'm not. Yeah.
That's what you look
that's
like.
I'm not putting on no fucking pina colada.
Jesus,
you niggas is fucking stupid. It's black in the winter. What's wrong with that?
I can see you with a pina colada collar on. You know what I mean?
I'm gonna pina colada just punch you in your fucking face, nigga. Stop throwing these stupid ass colors on me.
I just feel like you'll be in a nice and like an avocado.
There you go.
What color is
avocado? Sour cream.
Shut the fuck. What color is avocado? Like what the fuck is that?
It's light avocado,
green.
Nigga.
It's light green with the dark fading.
Yo, you good over there, engineer? I feel you, man. Cause you got a little saucy before you came up in.
He was on the Patron early.
Oh, he was on the Patron?
Are we good?
Early.
You good? On the Patron?
He said he drank it all day.
My man.
Yes.
My man.
I got it for my man. We did it good. Cause last time he was fucking pissed. You should have seen. He was like, I'm so ready.
Yo, as soon as
turned this shit
it was
off.
Crazy. Cause as soon as he hit stop, I said, that shit was fucking trash. Like, and he just threw the headphones down. I was like, oh, shit. Hold up. I didn't think he was, nobody's gonna agree with me. Like, hold
on. Everybody agrees with you.
Yeah, fuck it. We here, man. Dirty Water Podcast, man. Ville segment, guys.
Ville segment?
Ville segment.
Guess what? This is the last fucking Ville segment.
Last Ville segment?
No more Ville segments.
Oh, yeah, we're
gonna
see.
Do something different.
We'll see. We gotta keep something original.
We gonna call it something crazy you seen today.
Something crazy you seen today.
Something like that. We'll work on that.
Anywho. Yeah. Dave just had the stupidest look on his face. I wish you had a mirror right in front of you.
Man, fuck Dave.
He tried.
He ain't gotta prove nothing.
I think he tried.
He's a hater. Just fucking smoke shit.
That's your man's.
It's them homeboy.
Well, look. I thought we was just gonna talk about something like what's some of the craziest shit you done seen in the Ville. And I'm going to just go ahead and say some of the craziest shit I've seen in the Ville. Just being out this motherfucker is like cousins fucking cousins.
Oh. That's not nothing crazy. That's something.
That's like, crazy. No, that's fucking. What are you talking? That's crazy.
I'm everywhere. That's.
No, that's crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know.
No, it's a lot of family. You know, it be families and shit. And then they really like crossbreeding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a little scandalous.
Right? Yo, what the fuck are you talking? That's crazy. That's nasty.
Yeah.
That's filthy.
Yeah. I'm not even thinking that level, so it's nasty.
I mean, I'm just saying, because then it'd be on some shit like, oh, it's like my third, fourth cousin. I'm like, which you know, huh?
That's not the first thing you think. That's the first thing you think is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm like, whoa.
Let you tell me that's the
that,
first
that
thing
way you know everybody at the family reunion though. You know everybody.
That's but why ain't sides. Nobody why isn't somebody like sitting no, that down and conversating I'm saying, like, what
no,
the fuck?
Don't mess up the they, kids like that. You're gonna have a kid, that the, kid messed up.
Yeah, the thing is don't do people that. People that do that just seems like they never leave their area. You know what I mean? So that kind of, you know, that's what kind of happens. You know what I mean?
That's what I love her. Nah, niggas need to go see the world, man. Right. Fuck that.
My like, nigga, go 5 miles down the street. Bust it left.
Fuck that. Go 100 miles you know down man? The street, nigga.
I'm saying.
Get all the way away.
But yeah, they was talking about like sometimes towns in Virginia is like that. Like real crazy.
Oh yeah.
Really?
West yeah, Virginia.
Like, yeah.
In the mountains, oh, wow. Right up there in the mountains.
It's real crazy. Crazy. Yeah,
the like, niggas be kissing cousins.
Yeah,
dude.
Like they love it.
Mm-hmm. Nah, I ain't with it.
Let you say something about it, they'll bust your head.
Well.
I love her.
Well, I hope I'm not offending nobody. All I'm gonna say is, I hope I ain't offending nobody that's doing that.
They come up for your heads.
Nah, what? Get the fuck out of here. First of all, if you're sleeping with your family, you're disgusting, dog. What is you apologizing to them niggas for? Them niggas, listen, you can't be doing
I ain't
that, man.
To be offending that's, nobody.
Come on,
man.
Bro.
Fuck that. Like,
nigga, apologize to
no,
them.
Because you gotta understand, niggas, yeah, we in a sensitive era.
I don't give a fuck about
niggas.
Them
is sensitive,
niggas.
Man.
Get sensitive. My nigga, that's nasty.
That's why this nigga David, that's why he my nigga. He's the fuck out of here. He's fucking crazy.
Niggas, ew. You over here kissing your cousin.
Your cousin.
That's bug the fuck out.
Yeah. Leave it to the New York nigga. Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, not in New York.
I'm like,
right, oh, you know what I mean? What you got, Moses? What you got?
I ain't got shit. I ain't seen nothing crazy, man.
What?
Ain't seen nothing crazy, man. So I don't have nothing.
That's how you gonna do?
Man. Okay. Okay, listen. Let me take a sip.
Mm-hmm. Take one with you.
I'm gonna say I was in a situation where I had to stay at the hotel with somebody. Work of mine.
Uh-oh.
You know what I'm saying? I had no problem with it. First day was good. You know what I'm saying? You know, went in there. Did what we had to do. Second day in the room, I was like, damn. I keep smelling something. I thought I was just tripping, you know, after work. So I showered up. You know. Showered up. You know what I'm saying? So... I'm like, what the fuck? Maybe it's me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just, came out, I'm just still smelling like, what the fuck, bro? Like, it's ain't me, man.
Gotcha. Take another one. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's just
another shower.
I don't. I just feel like, you know.
Would you maybe I work hard. Fucking skunk or something, nigga.
Nah,
what's
just
up?
Listen. Like, listen to the story.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Damn.
Nigga smell. So,
I told you I was sharing a room with a roommate. So
yo, that's crazy.
A dude was in there. I'm gonna say his name.
Nah, don't do that.
So I'm like, damn. Oh, no. So
that's
fall asleep.
Crazy.
I'm talking about the next day. It smelled like sweat, sardines, and motherfucking corn chips the next day.
Hold on, I can't even take.
I'm not gonna tell you nothing where I was at because I don't want you incriminate that motel. It wasn't their fault. It was the nigga I was with. So I'm like,
what the fuck?
Shut up.
It smelled like.
So I'm like, shut up. Let me finish. That's the problem.
Jesus Christ.
I open the drawer. The nigga got his socks.
Bro.
The nigga's sock looked like he was playing fucking paintball. I'm talking about with the white and dark. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, nigga,
what?
I'm like, you didn't wash your socks? Oh, no, I ain't gonna wash. You don't take them shits down to fucking laundry and get them shits fucking washed. Ooh. You got the whole fucking room stinking. I can't even fucking go to sleep, nigga. I got to go to fucking work all week with your stupid ass. That's what I'm telling them. Listen, people. So, next day I wake up. I'm talking about, I just smell like a whole fucking trash can in there. Like, I feel like the whole fucking Febreze commercial where you see where you. Like, I can't smell it like it's normal.
Yeah.
And then you see the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can fucking still see the trash and shit.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, I go up there, go to a man. She like a German. She was like, hey, Moses. I'm like, I don't want to hear no hi right now. I need you to move me to another room. She was like, ha-ha-ha. I'm not laughing. I'm telling you, I can't take the feet smell no more. So she busts out laugh. She was like, I got you. I know. Yeah, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Best thing ever. You know what I'm saying? I had to live out 2 other days in the hotel. You talking about somebody glad to go home. I was glad to go home. It's the wildest shit ever seen in my life. Trying to get drunk with me too in it. You want to get drunk? No, I want to get the fuck away from you. Soon as this fucking shit stops, I'm gone.
You say you want to get drunk and take our shoes off?
This nigga right here, man. Like, had the Long Johns for 3 days. Like, what the fuck?
Man, smelled like he was cooking like spam
you,
on the heater.
Yeah, you knew you was going to be there for a week. You had one out, 2 outfits. Your Long Johns and your work. And your work outfits.
Yeah.
Come on. Let's get together, people.
Sheesh.
You know, I just thought, like, God was probably paying me back. I went to church. That's why I went to church.
That's when you start going to church after that.
Something right, you know what I'm saying? Telling you that smell, like, oh God, it's still smelling right now. Let me hit this back wood. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was bad. So what about Dave over here?
Yeah, what about Dave, man?
Come on. This nigga drunk be doing that. Be like, come on. Sit your ass down. Eat some bread, old man. As we had to tell him, like, come on.
That nigga's crazy.
Oh, man.
Nah, the homeless out here is a little crazy out here. A lot of homeless people. You got to pray for the homeless people, especially around this time. I mean, it's not too cold out here now, but it can get cold sometimes.
Where?
You know what I mean? But these niggas be out here hustling with clean shoes and shit. Like, come on, my nigga. I'm not about to give you no bread and your shoes just as pearly white as they want to be. You know what I mean? You got a nice handwriting on that damn cardboard too, my nigga.
A nice handwriting?
My nigga, your handwriting is a little too nice to be homeless, my nigga.
So he finessing?
He definitely finessing. Because they work them corners like they selling drugs, my nigga. Oh. Real talk. It's a community of them niggas.
They at every intersection.
It's a community of them niggas.
All throughout the fucking city,
them
man.
Niggas rotate each corner, my nigga. Because I ride through this little section of work every day. And I see, and you start to see a cycle of people standing out there. I'm like, oh, okay, he must be working with her. She got the Tuesday. She out here Tuesday. This nigga out here Thursday and Friday. She back Saturday type shit. And then the niggas' shoes be clean. Shitting me.
Oh my.
Anybody. Hold on. You don't think like it's like a homeless pimp?
Ooh.
Think about it. Pimping out the homeless.
Jesus.
Going hard.
Listen.
It's possible.
It's possible.
Dropping them off.
It's probably 2019.
Like, just living one big house.
Anything's possible, yo.
Exactly.
Everybody live in Baywood.
Yo, Dave, you remember, matter of fact, speaking of that homeless, you remember when we was in Vegas and we seen that homeless dude?
Yeah.
And what his sign say?
I can't remember.
He said something like, I need the money for drugs or some shit like, something crazy
like
that.
Yeah, it's like, I can't lie, I need money for drugs or something.
Right. You paid him.
I gave him a couple dollars.
Yeah.
He told the truth.
I gave him a couple dollars.
He told the truth.
That shit was dope, man. Mm-hmm.
He told the truth.
Yo, that shit
Kanye
was dope.
Probably would have gave him some money.
Mm. I ain't give him no money.
I gave him a couple.
Why?
Because I lost too much.
I respect his house.
Why don't you just throw the sign down like New York style? Nah. You don't be on your New York shit. You don't be representing.
Kick the sign
what
over
you
and
mean?
Shit.
Yeah, like sometimes you just do your New York shit.
I just be chilling.
Wear the boots and kick over shit.
I do that.
This nigga from Fayetteville, that's why.
Okay.
There you go.
You see how Dave always... Yo, listen.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here long enough.
You
it
right.
is what it is.
Yeah, man.
Sure, you know what I right. mean? Shout out to the motherfucking East Side, man.
Let's get official
way.
You know what I mean? That's the end of our podcast, but we do want to rest in peace to our Aunt Terry that recently just passed. We love you forever. Rest in peace, Granny in Locks Creek.
Mm.
She recently passed. Some of my people over there. Rest in peace, Boo Boo. That was cuz. Not gonna speak on it, but you know. And rest in peace to Marco. You know, gone, never forgotten. And that's how we gonna do it.
Oh wait, hold up. On the lighter note, shout out to Mr. Jet. He did the intro.
Shout out for sure.
Shout out to Mr. J. Check him out on SoundCloud.
Shout out to homie Gary. He did the logo.
Boom. And shout out to CJ. He doing his damn thing.
He doing his thing.
Yeah, no apprentice.
No apprentice. Hey, yo, and don't be starting the episodes all crazy like you did that last one. I think you did that on purpose.
Do your thing.
Yeah, you funny. You funny. Like,
yeah, set them up every time.
I don't get to
time.
Hear it until I receive it.
Next time, like, get Wild Turkey.
All right, cool.
Get Wild Turkey.
He was with all the smoke.
He was with all the smoke. Hey, that's what it is, man. Yo, Dirty Water Podcast. We out.